Good morning, everyone.
听得见吗?
Can you hear us?
早上好, 听得见吗?
Good morning. No, but you're...
大家好,
no.
这次可以听见吗? 还是不行?
Unless you use this one.
好，希望这次行了吧？ 很好吧？ 好的，大家好。
还声音量还不够？
可以吗？ 又不想太大声。
Is it okay now?
好的。 首先, 在这里也想问候大家。 愿父神和主耶稣基督的恩惠平安。 丰丰富富的与你们同在。
So first of all, I'd like to greet you in the name of the Father and of Jesus Christ. May His grace and peace be with you.
希望透过刚才的诗歌，我们的心，我们整个的注意力都能够聚焦在我们父神雅伟的身上。
Hope that the songs just now will be able to focus our hearts onto our God Yahweh.
也预备我们的心来领受他的话。
To prepare our hearts for His word.
你留到呢时间表上呢，我们说的这个今天早上聚会时间会稍微长一点，所以我希望现在你能够明白为什么，因为我们是同步翻译。
Today the preaching time will be a little longer because of the simultaneous translation.
首先让我先介绍自己，我是耶利米牧师。
So this is Pastor Jeremiah.
他很清醒。 在我旁边这位是 Karen.
My name is Karen.
她是我的亲爱的。
I am his. Okay, I'm his. Strict translation, beloved.
好的，像我相信当中很多人都不认识我们，希望透过这次营会，我们也有机会能够彼此认识。
So because we don't know many of you, hope that through this camp we'll be able to know more of you.
好，今天的因为时间很有限，我们就抓紧时间，我们先做个祷告，把我们以下的时间，我们的心交给我们的父神耶和华。
Yeah, let us take hold of the time and have a prayer before the preaching begins.
我们挚爱的亚伟父神,
Our beloved Father,
我们一起来到你的面前, 恳求父神, 你真的喜悦我们这一次的聚集。
We come before you sincerely to pray that you will be pleased with our gathering.
恳求你也来到我们当中, 与我们同在。
We ask that you come to us to be with us.
因为没有你的同在, 我们就没有任何的荣耀可言。
Without your presence, there can be no glory to talk about.
我们也没有任何的好消息能够向世人传扬。
And that we have no good news to share with the world.
我们之所以特别，是因为我们是你的孩子，你是我们的天父。
That we are special because of this father-children relationship with you.
所以我希望天父你喜悦我们这一次的聚集。
I just pray that you will be pleased with our gathering this time.
你也乐意把这次营会的主题真的能够在我们这个小小的教会群体中去彰显出来。
And that you will really manifest the theme of this camp through our church, this small group.
也求你也真的点燃我们的心，借着这次的营会。 我们真的看到这个意象，看到我们的前面的目标。
That you will kindle our hearts, we'll be able to see the vision, the objective in front of us.
好，让我们真的不会把这个营会的主题单单只是看成一个祷告或者一个愿望。
That the theme of this camp will not just be a prayer or a wish.
而是真正我们心里面的渴望 我们非常迫切的恳求。
That we earnestly long that.
但愿你的荣耀能够借着我们，能够向世人去彰显出来。
Your glory be manifested through us to the world.
好让更多的人能够认识到你就是那位独一的真神。
That many more will know that you are the only true God.
也能够认识到耶稣就是你差来的基督，是你亲爱的儿子。
That Jesus is your Christ, your beloved Son.
愿万民都愿意顺服他，以致得永生。
That the world will be able to obey him.
天父，我们也恭敬地把以下时间交在你的手中。
We commit the following time to you.
恳求你与我们同在，也向我们每个人说话。
That you be with us and speak to each one.
我们同心的祷告，求你垂听。
We pray this prayer, may you listen to it.
Amen.
Amen.
那昨天呢，苏庄牧师说到，我们这次的营会这个主题是一个祷告。
That yesterday, Pastor Zhuang said that the theme is actually a prayer.
不错，它的确是诗人的一个祷告。
Actually, it is really a prayer.
但是我也希望大家明白，圣经里面所有的祷文首先是向我们说话。
But I want you to understand, all the prayers should be spoken to us first.
你可以说也是一种的自我反省。
Actually, it's like self-examination.
那就拿主祷文作为一个例子。
Take for example, the Lord's Prayer.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
May your name be hallowed.
那当你祷告的时候，你会怎么想呢？
What do you think when you say this prayer?
你会不会整天心里就在埋怨，为什么其他的人都不尊神的名为圣？
Will you complain why others are not sanctifying the name of God?
你有没有想过，这句祷文首先是问你自己，你有没有尊神的名为圣？
Do you realize that this prayer has to speak to you first?
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
神真的是你生命的王吗？
Is God really the king of your life?
那如果神不是你生命的王，这整个主祷文就成了笑话。
If God is not king in your life,
你是在自
言自语。Then the Lord's prayer is a joke.
第三句怎么说呢？愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的心愿能在你身上成就吗？
Is God's will done in your life?
你关注他的旨意吗？
Do you, are you concerned about his will?
你发现每一句都是在向你说话。
You realize that every word, every sentence, has to speak to you first.
所以你发现祷文首先是在提醒我们。
So the prayer is to remind us.
好让我们知道该如何按照神的心意去生活。
How to live our life according to the will of God.
愿亚伟的荣耀充满全地。
May Yahweh's glory fill the earth.
那当你这样祷告的时候，我要鼓励你，你必须要做一个敢于承担责任的人。
When you pray this prayer, you have to be a person.Who takes responsibility.
如果你不敢承担责任，你不要这样祷告。
If you dare not take up responsibility, don't pray this prayer.
我说敢于承担责任。
I say taking up responsibility.
我们教会的名字叫什么？
What's the name of our church?
Christian Disciple Church, right? 基督门徒教会，对吧？
Christian Disciples Church.
这个名字跟你有关系吗？
Does this name have anything to do with you?
那这个名字岂不是提醒我们，这个教会里的每一个成员都是基督的门徒？
Isn't it to remind us each one of us is the disciple of Christ?
我看我们都已经忘了。
Maybe we have forgotten.
对吧？我们都忘了这个名字是什么意思，甚至好像跟我们也没什么关系。
We've forgotten the meaning of this name. It seems that it has nothing to do with us.
我们中心的每个星期天或者每一周都来参加聚会。
We come to worship every Sunday.
但是我们从来没看自己是基督的门徒或者学生。
But we do not see ourselves as disciples or students of Christ.
我们从来没想到做基督徒就是要担起做基督门徒的责任。
We don't know that being Christian is to take up the responsibility of being a disciple of Christ.
所以我说，如果你想做基督徒，你必须敢于承担责任。
So if you want to be a Christian, you have to take up responsibility.
所以这个祷文不简单。
So this prayer is not something easy.
那我谈到基督的门徒，因为约翰福音十七章就让我们看到基督为我们立下的榜样。
Talking about being disciples of Christ, because John chapter 17, we see that Christ has set an example for us.
我们看第一节。
We can read verse 1.
那这里说，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you.
那留意耶稣的祷告，愿你荣耀你的儿子。
Notice these words, glorify your son.
你敢这样祷告吗？
Do you dare to pray this prayer?
我们都是很谦虚的人。
We being humble people.
不行。
We won't pray this prayer.
我们不敢这样祷告啊。
We dare not pray this way.
我们最多是祷告后面那一句。
We only dare to pray the last.Part of the sentence.
如果你对圣经熟悉的话，你可能想我不能这样祷告，因为跟着耶稣就上十字架了。
Because if you are familiar with the Bible, you know that Jesus is going to be crucified very soon.
但是你放心，我们在场的，我相信我们还没有这个资格。
But do not worry, I think that none of us will have this qualification yet.
那我们都很谦虚，我们觉得不应该这样祷告。
We are very humble. We feel that we dare not pray this prayer.
我们不想承担责任。
We don't want to take up responsibility.
那如果你是那种很谦虚的人，平时有人说你坏话，有人诬告你，你都不还口，那没关系，那你的确是一个谦虚的人。
If you are very humble, when people slander you, say bad things about you, you won't say anything in return, then you are really humble.
但在现实生活里，我们一点都不谦虚。
But in daily life, we are not so.
但是一谈到我们作为基督门徒的责任的时候，我们都非常谦虚。
But when we talk about the responsibility of being a disciple of Christ, we become very humble.
为什么呢？
Why?
很奇怪的心理，是不是？
Very strange mentality.
那在世界上，我告诉你，你想要的东西，你会想方设法得到，对吧？
In the world, if you want something badly, you will use every means to get it.
其实这个整个祷文就反映了我们的心态，因为我们不在乎神的荣耀。
Actually, this prayer reflects our mentality. We do not care about God's glory.
所以我们很谦虚，引号的谦虚。
So that's why we become so-called very humble.
我们不在乎，因为我们不关注。
We do not care about it.
所以这句话就在乎你是否关注亚伟的荣耀。
So this prayer has to do with whether we are concerned about God's glory.
唯有关注亚伟荣耀的人才会这样祷告。
If you care about Yahweh's glory, you will pray this prayer.
而我们的耶稣，我们的主耶稣就设了一个榜样，让我们知道他是怎么样祷告的，他的目标，生命目标是什么。
And the Lord Jesus has set an example for us to let us see his life objective.
基本上这句话就是说，让我的生命成为你的荣耀。
This prayer means let my life become your glory.
如果神不荣耀你，你根本没有任何荣耀可言，你明白吗？
If God does not glorify you, there is no glory.
没有前面那一句，就没有第二句。
Without the first part, there would be no second part.
那第一个晚上呢，Vicky 弟兄就说到他最喜爱的经文。
So the first night, Brother Wiki talked about the verse that he likes most.
是十五和十六节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and 16.
后来我看了之后，我觉得这一节经文挺有意思的。我之前没这样看。 那留到第十六节，十六节说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Chapter 5, verse 16, it says, In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works, and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
那我建议你把光改为荣耀。
So you can change the word light.
你明白了吗？
To glory.
你们的荣耀也当这样照在人前。
Let your glory shine before others.
光不是荣耀吗？
Isn't light glory?
那但是留意第十五节。
But notice verse 15.
十五节说人点灯。
People light a lamp.
这个灯是指你们。
Lamp refers to you.
就是教会。
The church.
如果没有人把这个灯点起来，你没有任何的光，任何的荣耀可言。
If the lamp is not lit, there is no glory to talk about.
所以这不是谦虚的问题。
So it's not about humility.
我们需要被神点燃。
We need God to light this lamp.
否则你没有任何荣耀可言。
Otherwise, there is no glory to talk about.
昨天我们的那个presentation 里面就有很多的不同的表演但最后的有一个问题就问到这个世界被什么充满
So last night's presentation in one of the programs there is a question raised what is the world filled with?
那你可能在想为什么整天要谈到神的荣耀
Maybe you wonder why should we talk about God's glory all the time?
我希望借着昨天的问题你开始看到如果你不谈神的荣耀这世界就会被别的东西充满
If we don't talk about God's glory then the world will be filled with other things
创世纪六章告诉我们世界被败坏和强暴充满
So Genesis chapter 6 says the world is filled with violence filled with evil
因为人离弃了神
Because people had departed from God
人没有活出神的形象当有的荣耀
They could not live the glory or the image of God
如果我们作为神的形象不充满这个不将这个神的荣耀充满全地这个全地将会被黑暗充满
Because if we could not live the image of God then the world will be filled with other things violence, other stuff
这就是我们要当承担的责任
This is the responsibility for us to take up.
那这就是耶稣一生的目标。
And this is the objective of the Lord Jesus.
他求神荣耀他，好让他能够荣耀神。
He prayed that the Father will glorify him so that he can glorify the Father.
你看第约翰福音十七章的第四节。
John chapter 17 verse 4.
那这里耶稣又再次谈到这个荣耀我在地上已经荣耀你你所托付我的事我已成全了
Verse 4 says I glorified you on earth having accomplished the work you gave me to do
耶稣敢于承担责任他敢这样说你所托付我的事我已经成全了
So Jesus was able to say the work you have entrusted to meI have accomplished.
那你作为一个基督的门徒，你敢效法你的老师这样跟神说吗
？Being a disciple of Christ, are you willing? Are you? Do you dare to follow the Lord's example to say these words?
那如果你没有承担起这个责任，你怎么能称自己是耶稣的门徒呢
？If you don't take up your responsibility, how can you be a disciple of Christ?
耶稣借着他对神那种的完全顺服。他在地上彰显了亚伟神的荣耀。
Because of his total obedience to God, he was able to manifest God's glory.
他也带领他的门徒认识了亚伟神。
And he's able to bring his disciples to know Yahweh.
那我们看第十七章的十八和十九节。
We can read verses 18 and 19.
或者我们看十八节吧。你怎样差我到世上？我也照样差他们到世上。
Verse 18, As you send me into the world, so I have sent them into the world.
那我说你要承担责任，因为耶稣这句话说得很清楚。那这个 你们是谁？
What does the word you refer to?
你们就是你们。
You means you.
他已经差他们，就是说你就是你们，就把你们差到世上，正如神怎样差他，他也差你到世上。
Just as how the Father has sent the Lord Jesus, He is now sending the disciples.
看清楚了，你怎样差我，我也照样差他们。
How you have sent me, I will send them.
就是说，你已经继承了耶稣的使命。
That means you have already succeeded this mission.
如果你真的说自己是基督的门徒。
If you say you are a disciple of Christ,
也就是你说你必须担起这个责任，在这个地上去彰显亚伟神的荣耀，好让你能够带领人去认识他。
That means you need to take up the responsibility of manifesting God's glory to bring others to know God.
所以千万不要问为什么我看不见神的荣耀在教会里。
So don't ask why can't I see God's glory in the church.
这个问题只能让非基督徒问。
This question can only be asked by non-Christians.
明白了吗？
Do you understand?
因为这是你的责任。
Because that's your responsibility.
如果你说看不见，你当问自己，是不是我没有活出这副的当有神的这个神的形象的荣耀？
If you can't see it, is it because you have not lived out the glory of God?
所以要鼓励大家要敢于做一个承担责任的基督徒。
So I encourage you to be a Christian who is willing to take up responsibility.
求神荣耀你，
pray
好让你能够荣耀他。
Pray that God will glorify you so that you can glorify Him.
神用什么方法向自己彰显，向世人彰显自己的荣耀呢？
So what method will God use to manifest His glory to the world?
那在约翰福音十七章，有四个字，在中文圣经里有四个字是非常特别的，就是合而为一。
In John chapter 17, there is a word that is very important, that is oneness.
耶稣特别的在十七章为门徒求合而为一。
The Lord is praying specifically for His disciples for this oneness.
这四个字出现了五次。
This word has appeared 5 times.
为什么这么重要？
Why is it so important?
这句话让我们明白到神的性情是如何的。
This word has helped us to understand God's character.
那我们说到神的荣耀，我们在谈什么呢？
When we talk about God's glory, what are we referring to?
那这里不是谈你能看见神。
It's not talking about we can see God.
人是不能看见神的，因为神是灵。
We cannot see God because God is spirit.
所以在圣经里谈到神的荣耀的时候，往往指向的就是一些神的作为。
So when the Bible talks about God's glory, it is referring to God's work.
而且是看得见的。
It's visible.
看得见，而且也是非常与众不同的。
It's visible and it is very different.
因为与众不同，也就会引人注目。
Because it's so different, it will draw others' attention.
有人看了会相信，有人看了会反对。
When people see it, they may believe it, they may object to it.
但无论如何，这个作为就成了一个焦点。
But anyway, this will become a focus.
那这就是神的荣耀的意思，因为这个神的借着他的作为彰显了他的荣耀，来向世人彰显了他的性情，也向世人表明了他的同在。
So God's work will help people understand God's character and make them know of His presence.
所以合而为一是一个非常重要明显的神同在的特征。
So oneness is one of the characteristics of God's presence.
也证明了你们是神的作为。
And it's a proof that you are a work of God.
所以你们也是神的荣耀。
And you are also the glory of God.
我有一次在婚礼的时候讲到，我预备在预备信息的过程当中，我突然明白了一件事。
One time there is a wedding, so when I was preparing for the sharing.
你知道在婚礼都常常牧师要讲一句话，就是什么神所配合的人不可分开，对吧？
In weddings, there is a sentence that's often spoken. What God puts together, no man can put asunder.
我常常想，为什么总要说这句？
So I don't understand why this word has always to be spoken.
但突然，我在预备的过程中，我明白了。
But when I was preparing, suddenly I understood.
因为那整段的经文，比如说马太福音十九章里面，你可以看到，那里谈到的是神喜欢做联合人的工作。
Because when you read the Bible, for example, Matthew 19, you will notice that God is doing the unifying work.
那二人成为一体。
The two will become one.
当然不要只是想到婚姻，我是想说这是神的性情。
So don't just limit it to marriages, because it talks about God's character.
神无时无刻都在做联合人的工作。
So all the time, at all times, God is doing this unifying work.
而人的最大问题就是无时无刻都在做拆毁的工作。
And man's problem all the time is doing the tearing work.
我突然间明白了神跟人的这个区别。
So I suddenly realized the difference between man and God.
然后我再看看新约，我突然明白了新约里面很多的字眼都是在告诉我们神就是在做联合的工作。
So in the New Testament, all the time, everywhere, it's talking about the unifying work of God.
和好。
Reconciliation.
饶恕。
Forgiveness.
彼此相爱。
Loving one another.
宽容、接纳、包容等等。
Forgiveness, forbearing, etc.
etc. That's right. 那这些字眼告诉我们什么？这些字眼就是一种联合人的工作。
So all these terms are talking about unifying people.
你知道，神也把这个责任交了给我们。
And God has given this responsibility to us.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Those who reconcile people, they are the blessed.
他们被称为什么？
What will they be called?
啊？什么？Yeah, blessed are the peacemakers.
So what will they be called? The peacemakers, what will they be called?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows?
Huh? Just a simple Bible quiz. Well, maybe we should turn to Matthew 5.
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. Verse 9. Okay, I'll read it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
Sons of God.
Sons of God.
儿子。儿子必须跟父亲做同样的事。
The son has to do the same thing as the father.
我突然间明白了，原来神无时无刻都在做联合人的工作，这就是神的作为，这就是神的荣耀。
So suddenly I realized that this unifying work has been done by God all the time. And this is God's work.
而这也正是基督的工作。
And this is the work of Christ too.
所以他很迫切地为我们求合而为一。
So that's why Christ is praying for us to be one.
如果神不能在我们当中工作，他如何在世人中间工作呢？
If God cannot work among us, how can He work in the world?
那我说过，人的特征就是喜欢分裂。
Man's characteristic is that man likes to separate.
事实的确如此。
And this is the reality.
我们有家庭问题。
We have family problems.
彰显在社会问题。
Social problems.
社会问题就会演变成国家问题。
And social problems will become national problems.
你发现到人很喜欢筑一道墙把彼此分开。
And man likes to build walls to separate one another.
那这是好像一种已经司空见惯的现象。
And this is really common phenomenon.
离婚已经成了一个 正常现象。
And divorce is also something normal.
神结合的人不可分开。
What God puts together, no man can put asunder.
很有意思，圣经没有说人不能分开。
And the Bible doesn't say that men cannot separate.
圣经是在警告我们，人不可以把神所结合的分开。你可以，但是你要小心，你要担起这个后果。
Actually, the Bible is warning us, if we really divide what God has put together, you need to take the responsibility.
但以我们已经习惯了。
But we are get we have
我们已经习惯了活在这种不和的氛围中。
We have gotten used to this kind of disharmony.
互不往来。
And we don't communicate with one another.
那包括宗教。
Including religion.
你发现宗教也是在做同样的工作。
Religions are doing the same thing.
而且宗教的这条线画得更清楚。
And the line is even more obvious.
我们用神的名字创立了宗教，把人给分开。
And in the name of God, we have created religions and we divide one another.
别说别的宗教，就说我们自己的基督教。
So talk about Christianity.
这就是人善于做的工作。
This is what man is good at.
我们必须认识到我们的问题。
We have to know our problem.
这样我们才知道为什么我们需要祷告去求父神使我们合而为一。
Only then do we know why we have to pray this prayer for oneness.
那所以如果你是一个基督徒，你就继承了基督在世上的这个使命。
So if you are a Christian,You have succeeded this mission of Christ.
你是在做基督做的工作吗？
Are you doing the work of Christ?
我们先从教会说起。
We can talk about the church as a start.
神很努力的在联合我们。你现在做的是什么样的工作？
God is trying hard to put us together. And what are you doing now?
那这个我要你好好的想一想。
I want you to ponder on this issue.
那我们来看看这几节关于合而为一的经文。
So I want to read those verses that talk about oneness.
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
约翰福音十七章的第十一节。
John 17:11.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Verse 11, And I'm no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one.
那这里用到了保守这两个字，耶稣求天父保守他们。
The Lord says, keep them in your name.
这个字也是用在第十五节，说到保守他们脱离那恶者。
And this same word is used also in verse 15, keep them from the evil one.
那我想让大家明白，这个合而为一是神的工作。
I want you to understand.
只有神才能做。
This unity is the work of God, can only be done by God.
我说过，我们人只会做的就是拆毁。
Man only knows how to tear down.
我们必须配合神的工作，我们才能够合而为一。
We have to cooperate with God in order to be one.
这不是靠我们自己的本事我们能够达到这个合而为一。
We cannot rely on ourselves to achieve this oneness.
所以 我希望大家能够区分什么是人的合一，什么是神的合一。
So I want you to distinguish between a human oneness and a divine oneness.
那我说到耶稣在这里求父神保守他们。
The Lord is prayingHoly Father, keep them.
那这个真的是一个很不容易的合一。
Because this oneness is not an easy thing to achieve.
我在教会里看到太多的例子了。
In the church, I have seen many, many examples.
是的，神在工作。
God is really working.
但是有时候出于我们那种的粗心大意，那种的没有在乎我们的责任，常常在言语上一句话就能够把整个关系给拆毁。
And because of our carelessness, our being irresponsible in our speech, it can destroy a relationship.
真的就一句话。
Just because of a sentence.
我已经试过好几回，有人打电话来，他说老师对不起，我们几个人的关系很糟糕，我问他什么原因，往往就是因为一句话。
Because people call me and tell me that, oh, our relationship is bad. Why? Because of one word spoken, a sentence spoken.
但是我希望今天你明白到神的工作，神的性情，神的工作之后，你会谨慎。
I hope that after you understand God's character and His work, you will become more careful.
我们不想空谈一些什么神的荣耀。
I just don't want to talk about something abstract about God's glory.
你们的合而为一就是神的荣耀。
Your oneness is God's glory.
你不要拆毁神的工作。
And don't tear down God's work.
耶稣迫切地为你祷告。
Christ is praying for you earnestly.
你也当警醒地来守住彼此间的合而为一。
And you have to take care of the oneness between one another.
这样神才会乐意回应耶稣的祷告来保守我们。
So that God will respond to Jesus' prayer to keep us.
我们看二十和二十一节。
We can read verse 20 and verse 21.
二十节说，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Verse 20, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me.And I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
谁是那些会因他们的话信耶稣的人呢？
So who are those that will believe through their word?
当时的门徒都是犹太人。
The disciples at that time, they are the Jews.
耶稣已经看到了将来。
But Jesus was able to see the future.
我们外邦人也会因门徒的话而认识神所差来的基督。
The Gentiles will believe that Jesus is the Christ because of the disciples.
神要做一个非常伟大的工程。
So God is doing a great work.
这个合而为一不是小圈子的合而为一。
This unity is not limited to a small group.
所以你必须要区分，在教会里我们也常常有这种的合一，可能兴趣一样，看法一样，我们都会聚在一起。那你要小心，这未必是神的合一。
In the church, when we have the same interests, the same preference, we will gather together in small groups. But that may not be the oneness that's talked about.
如果我们这种合一是排外的，那明显这不是神的工作。
If that kind of unity is exclusive, then it's not the kind that's talked about in John 17.
你看到神的荣耀在我们当中吗？
Can you see God's glory in our midst?
我们这里有多少国家的人？
How many nationalities are here?
你可以数一数。
You can count.
我们有泰国来的，有印尼来的，印尼好像有一个，对吧？
From Indonesia.
有两个。
Two from Indonesia.
我不太认识你们，但我知道有中国来的，对吧？
And from China,
有马来西亚，
also,
有新加坡，
from Malaysia, Singapore.
我不知道还有其他地方。有印度啊，对
对
对，还有印度
also,
非常荣幸我们能够成为神的荣耀。
So we are very privileged that we can be God's glory.
这个合而为一是没有民族国家的这种限制的。
So this oneness is not limited to nationality or country or whatever.
我希望你真的能够看见神的性情和他的作为。
I really hope you can see God's glory and His work.
接下来还有一句话我们要留意的， 刚才 那些经文。
Please also pay attention to one more thing.
那二十一节说到，使他们合而为一，正如。那我要大家留意这两个字。
Verse 21, that they may all be one, just as. Please pay attention to these two words.
那我刚才说这个合一不是人的那种合一，因为这个合一是有一个基础的。
This oneness is not a human oneness. There is a foundation.
这个基础是什么呢？就是耶稣说的，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。
The foundation being, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us.
要成为这个合而为一的一份子，我们首先必须以在基督里的亚伟神先联合在一起。
So in order to have this oneness, we have to be united with God first.
所以我说这是神的工作，离不开神。
This is the work of God.
我们看第十七章的二十二和二十三节。
Verse 22 and verse 23.
那这里说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，向我们合而为一，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全地合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Verse 22, The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me.That they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me.
耶稣将神的荣耀赐给我们。
So Jesus has given God's glory to us.
什么荣耀？就是他跟父的这个联合的关系，他也赐了给我们。
So the relationship, the unity between Him and the Father.This kind of relationship has also been given to us.
他带领我们也能够进入到这个合一里，这就是荣耀。
He leads us into this unity, and this is glory.
所以他后面说到，好让他们能知道父爱门徒，就如他爱耶稣一样。
So that they will know that the Father loves the disciples, just as the Father loves Jesus.
这是神的爱的体现。
So this is the love of God, the manifestation.
这里我们看到一个合一的果效，就是叫世人能够知道，你差了我来，意思说就是知道耶稣就是神差来的基督。
So the effect is the world may know Jesus is the Christ sent by the Father.
那这就是合而为一的果效。
This is the effect of the oneness.
你光传讲是没有用的。
If you just preach, there is no effect.
我很多次在教会里看到有一些人来到教会，他们是因为看见了一些东西而留下来。
Many people come to the church because they have seen something.
很少人听到说因为他听见什么，是因为当然跟听见也有关系，而是听见来了之后看见了，他们被吸引而留下来。
Of course, they also hear something, but mainly becauseThey have seen something, and they want to remain in the church.
神选择了这个方法来向世人彰显他的荣耀。
So God has chosen this method to manifest His glory to the world.
那我简单的带领大家看了这几节经文，好让大家明白在十七章里面主耶稣的对教会的那份的关注。
So I hope that through these verses,We will understand the concern that Jesus has for the church.
他关注神的荣耀。
He is concerned about God's glory.
他关心他离开之后，世人如何能看见神的荣耀。
He is concerned after he has left, how can the world see God's glory?
他将这个使命委托了给他的门徒。
So he has entrusted this mission to the disciples.
而我们已经继承了这个使命。
And we have succeeded this mission.
所以我要鼓励大家要做一个敢于承担责任的基督徒。
So I encourage you to be somebody who takes up responsibility.
那神怎样去成就这个合而为一呢？
So how can God achieve this oneness?
那约翰福音十四到十七章其实是谈的关乎圣灵。
Actually, John 14 to 17 is talking about the Holy Spirit.
因为合而为一是神的工作，是神的灵在我们里面的工作。
Actually, oneness is the work of the Spirit in us.
在使徒行传四章就给我们一个很好的例子，当圣灵降临的时候，有什么奇怪的现象出现了？
In Acts chapter 4, when the Spirit has descended, what effect does it have?
那里告诉我们，当时的门徒都是一心一意。
And the disciples there with one heart, one mind.
他们都是凡物共用。
And they have all things in common.
这就是圣灵的工作。当门徒的心是敞开的，当圣灵来到的时候，临到的时候，住在我们里头的时候，他就自然的会带领我们去成就神的这个荣耀的计划。
So when the Spirit has come, has filled them, the disciples will be able to accomplish God's plan.
当时也告诉我们，正因为这个奇怪的现象，很多人都归附了主。
And because of this strange phenomenon, a lot of people have come to know the God, the Lord.
那我以前还没信主的时候，我当时是在多伦多读书的。
Before I was a non-Christian, I was studying in Toronto.
像多伦多教会呢，有时候他们隔一段时间会上这个蒙特利尔教会去探访他们。
And sometimes.We'll go to Montreal to visit the Montreal Church.
然后呢，他就会邀请我这个慕道者也跟他们一起去。
So I was a non-Christian, but I was invited to go with them.
但是非常辛苦，为什么呢？我忘了是星期五晚上出发呢，还是星期六出发。总之，开车光开车在路上是六个小时。
But we need to drive 6 hours in order to arrive.
来回是十二个小时。
So.Back and forth, 12 hours.
星期天聚会，下午聚会完就要赶着回多伦多，因为星期一要上课。
And after the Sunday worship, we need to rush back to Toronto. Very tiring.
但是作为一个非基督徒，我当时有一个很奇怪的经历。
But as a non-Christian, I had a very strange experience.
我记得有一次，星期天聚会是他们大概是一点开始的下午。
So they started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
我这星期六晚上到睡觉，然后星期天就参加聚会。
We arrive on Saturday evening and then we attend the worship the next day.
然后一点开始聚会，可能就大概四点多结束吧。
So from 1 o'clock we had the worship until maybe 4 o'clock.
当天有一些弟兄姐妹要离开，所以教会呢有一些的告别会。
On that day because someone was leaving, so they had a farewell.
所以这个聚会呢，四点多结束就大家在聊天，聊天聊到七点吃饭。
So from 4 o'clock they have a sharing chatting until 7 o'clock and then we had supper.
然后吃完饭就是告别会。
And after the supper we had a farewell.
告别会之后又聊天聊到十二点多。
And then we continue to chat until 12 midnight.
没有人愿意走。
And nobody was leaving.
你知道吗？我是一个非基督徒，你知道来教会很痛苦，坐在那边两个小时你都受不了。
So I was non-Christian, you know that coming to church.
我想我讲到现在你都开始想困了。
Quite tiring. Sitting there for 2 hours.
作为一个非基督徒，我整个场合我好像一个旁观者，因为我不看自己是他们的一份子。
Because I was a non-Christian, I did not see myself as one of them.
我一点都不累。
But I wasn't tired.
我也不明白为什么，但是我看着他们，我就。但是有一种奇怪的感觉，就觉得这群人就是不一样。
So I felt a very strange feeling. This group of people, they are really different.
我心里面当时已经认定，肯定他们中间有神。
So I know in my heart there must be a God in them.
因为他们的关系太特殊了，你想到十二点多还不肯离开，因为最后一班车可能是十二点多吧。有的人就在旁边吹了，要走了，要走了。这边吹了几个走出去，又站在那边走，又不走。
Because there will be no bus after maybe 12 something, so people are saying that you should go, but nobody was willing to go.
但是这个片段给我在我心里面留下了一个非常深刻的印象。
But this episode left a very deep impression on me.
你可以说我看到神的工作。 看到神的荣耀。
I saw God's work and God's glory.
虽然我当时不会用这样的词汇来形容。
Of course, at that time, I won't use this kind of terminology.
但我只能说他们就是不一样。
But I know that they are different.
吸引了我。
And this attracts me.
所以以后他们邀请我，我都会去的，因为虽然六个小时上，六个小时下，非常辛苦。
So, if they invite me again, I'll go, even though it takes 12 hours.
那 我想说的是，我们的确需要传扬神的荣耀。
We need to preach God's glory.
必须告诉人神做了什么奇妙的工作
在我们身上。To tell others what wonderful work God has done in our lives.
但是如果世人看不见，他们是不会相信的。
But if they cannot see anything, they will not believe.
神把这个责任交了给我们。
God has given this responsibility to us.
我说过，这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Spirit.
这么多年来，我开始意识到一点。
So throughout all these years, I realized one thing.
基督徒的生命，我们的信仰跟生活是分不开的。
Our faith and our life cannot be separated.
是很正常、很自然的。
It should be something natural.
只要你平时多点时间安静去留心听圣灵在你生命里面的提醒，你自然就知道怎样去行神的旨意。
If you are able to pay attention to the voice of the Spirit reminding you, then you know how to conduct yourself.
这不是故意，我想强调这不是故意，你必须要操练，早上一个小时要安静的听，看能听到什么。
This is not some human hard work. You need to train yourself to listen to something.
听不到，这一天就完了。
If you can't listen to anything,
你想干什么就干什么吧。
At the end of the day,
我是说，你要培养这个习惯，你要意识到神的灵是住在我里面，神的旨意是要我们追求合而为一。
So you need to acquire this habit. God's will is for us to be one.
这样我们就留心的听。那我举一个例子吧，因为有时候道理讲不清楚。
So I'll give you an example.
你知道我们电台有网站对吧？网页。
We have the website, the radio website.
有一次呢，我收到一个听众的来信，是骂我们的。
So one time I received a letter from a listener, complaining something.
骂得很凶。
And very unhappy, upset about something.
基本上他的意思说，你们的这个电台变质了。
It's saying that the station or the website has already changed.
变得很 worldly, 就是说很爱世界。
It has changed to become very worldly.
就是说了很多很难听的话，就是基本上就是在谴责我们，觉得我们已经变了，不像以前了哈。
So the person is complaining that we have changed.
但是收到这封信我也莫名其妙，他说我们很爱世界。
So I don't know.
真的，他说爱世界。
I don't know why he's complaining that we're worldly. We love the world.
当时他有提到爱世界是因为我们有这种世俗的广告。
Because we put up advertisement in the website.
那我想我们没有广告啊。
But we didn't have any advertisement.
我想唯一想到广告就是卖书和卖这个音乐光盘。
We just sell some books or some CDs, that's all.
那我更生气了，我说连这个也不让我们卖，你又不奉献，我们又不可以卖。
So you don't have us sell anything, and you don't offer and you don't have us sell.
我心里就想了很多，这个人也奇怪的，连卖东西也不行。
So I just wonder why.
而且我们从来也没有要求人奉献。
And you didn't ask people to give us offering.
后来我就在想，会不会是因为知道了关于这个一神的教导，我们这个立场，所以他才写这封信来骂我们。
Is it because he knows our monotheistic stand? That's why he wrote this letter to.
我想了很多原因。
So I thought of a lot of possible reasons.
后来我决定说我不回他。
So I didn't reply.
但很奇怪，当我决定不回他的时候，我自己后来又想一想，哎呀，我还是问问神吧。
So I decided not to reply, but later on I thought I should ask God about this.
我有培养这种习惯，有时候我做了一个决定，我后来一想一想，我还是再重新想一想，看看到底是自己的意思还是神的意思啊。后来我安静之后，我发现神给我的意念是你回他吧。
So, I have this habit. After making a decision, I will ask God about this. So when I ponder on this, the thought was, you should reply him.
所以回他的时候，我就学习，我就尽量的学习用一个谦卑的语气，就当着的确有这么一回事啊。但是到底就是我就假设好，你说的是有这么一回事，那么能不能请你具体告诉我们？你看到了什么？因为我到现在还不知道到底看到了什么，这么激怒了他。
So I replied him, as if the complaint was really, a valid one. So I asked him, what did you see in order for you to say that we are worldly?
我特别告诉他，请你把你看到的广告用借图的方式，然后发给我。
So please send me the visual thing.So that I can see it myself.
The screenshot.
Screenshot.
I capture the screen. 然后呢，我叫他发给我。后来他发了，他真的发了给我。
So he sent it to me.
后来我看了，真的很糟糕。
So I read it. It's really valid. True.
的确有广告，但不是我们的广告。
There are advertisements, but not ours.
比如说做生意的啦，一些广告怎样做生意，要什么做生意的机会，还有一个是那些。找女朋友的那种广告。
When it's about business opportunity, the other is how to look for girlfriends.
然后我按照他的网页，我打开我的没有。
But I use his method to open my own web page, but I didn't see those advertisements.
明显他中毒了。
So maybe he caught a virus.
后来我把我的发挥给他，我的截图发挥给他看，你看我没有。
So I send mine to him.And mine doesn't have any advertisement.
那我觉得人与人之间常常会出现很多这样的问题。
So I find that we have a lot of this kind of problems, misunderstandings.
如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们人与人的关系是很脆弱的。
Without the help of the Holy Spirit, our relationship is very fragile.
我的承认，我当时的第一个反应是我不会回他的信。
Because my initial response was, I won't reply him.
因为他的语气太不礼貌了，而且对我来说也不符合事实。
And the tone was impolite.
我为什么要回他呢？
Not reality. I didn't want to.
那如果我不回他，就等于我是默认了，我跟他们关系从此就完了。
But if I didn't reply, it means that.I have already admitted it, and that's the end of our relationship.
但是很奇怪哦，当我愿意去问神的时候，我说到底我不回他行吗？神说你还是回他吧。
But when I asked God, God said, reply.
很清楚，因
为 very clear answer.
因为按照我的本性，我不想回，所以我说很清楚，因为我知道神要我回。
I didn't want to, but God said, reply him.
而且回的时候，我非常谨慎我的每一个字。
And I was very cautious about every word I use.
因为我知道我心里面人的意念，我不想用很重的语气回他。
Because I don't want to react in a human way.
但是我觉得神的作为太奇妙了。我听着他的吩咐，我发现当我回他之后，他非常高兴，他非常感谢我。因为他可能还不太懂计算机，他后来说他把计算机拿去帮人重装之后，他觉得没问题了。非常的感谢我。
So indeed.The listener was very appreciative. He took the computer for somebody to fix it, and he was very appreciative.
随着今天，到了今天，他跟我们的关系都很好。
So even today, our relationship is still very good.
那我想说，这个合而为一不是我们人能做的，因为撒旦就是想破坏这种的关系。
So this oneness is not achieved by us because Satan is also trying to.Destroy this oneness.
为什么人总是做拆毁的工作？因为世人是活在撒旦的权柄下。
Why does man destroy this oneness? Because we live under the dominion of Satan.
如果你在教会里也是做这种工作，或者很容易就参与这种的工作，那你可能真的要问自己，到底你是基督的门徒吗？
If in the church you are also doing this kind of work.You need to ask, Are you really a disciple of Christ?
雅各书说得非常不客气，他说这些任何的纷争、嫉妒，这些都是属鬼魔的。
In James, it says very clearly, this kind of dissension, disunity, is from the evil one.
那所以我希望借着这篇信息，让大家看到神是怎样借着教会来彰显他的荣耀。
So I hope that you will see how God is going to manifest His glory through the church.
就是借着他的灵在我们当中来去运行，感动、鼓励我们，一起配合他的带领来去达成这个合二为一。
Through His Spirit moving in us, helping us, encouraging us to achieve this oneness.
以致世人能够看到这个奇妙的作为。他们也能够看到神的荣耀。
So that the world will see this marvelous work, and they will see the work of God.
我相信神的话，我希望你也相信，好像时装牧师说的啊。
I believe in God's words. I hope that you also believe, just like what Pastor Su said.
敢于做一个承担责任的基督的门徒。
Dare to be a disciple who takes up responsibility.
好的。像我今天的信息就在到此为止，或者我们一起同心的做个祷告。
That's the end of the preaching. Let's have a time of prayer.
我们在天上的亚维父神。
Our Father Yahweh in heaven.
我们来到你的面前，真的有那份的恐惧战惊。
We come before you with fear and trembling.
真的看到。我们很多时候都不是在做你的工作。
We see that a lot of times we are not doing your work.
很多时候我们都是被自己的肉体牵引来做我们自己想做的事。
And we are led by the flesh to do what we want to do.
我们恳求你，也借着主耶稣的榜样再次向我们说话。
We ask that you will speak to us through Jesus' example.
让我们重新的再去思想他在世上的时候是如何的生活，如何的荣耀你。
We can see how he lived his life, how he glorifies you when he was on earth.
你也再次的提醒我们，主耶稣毫无保留的来献上了自己，好让天父你的旨意能够透过他成就。
And that you remind us once again that the Lord offered himself up.Without any reserve, that he will accomplish your will.
所以恳求你也帮助我们，也真的能够效法他，也让你的旨意能够毫无拦阻的成就在我们当中。
That we will imitate him, that your will be done among us without any hindrance.
天父，以前我们是不认识你的，我们是在黑暗里。
Our Father, before we were.In darkness, we didn't know you.
我们每一天都是在做拆散的工作。
And we are doing the destructive work.
我们不仅拆散自己，也拆散了别人。
We tear ourselves down, and we also tear others down.
我们真的恳求你，真的使用我们这一群不配的人。既然你拯救了我们，我们愿意完全的归属你。
And we ask earnestly, because you have saved us.We ask you to help us to do this saving work.
让你的圣灵毫无拦阻的借着这个小小的教会来去彰显你的荣耀。
That your Holy Spirit will help us to manifest your glory.
让世人能够清楚的认识到你就是那位独一的真神亚伟，而耶稣就是你差来的基督。
That the world will know you are the only true God and that Jesus is the Christ.
好让世人都愿意顺服主耶稣的话，以致他们能够得永生。
So that the world will obey the word of the Lord and they will have eternal life.
这就是我们同心的恳求。
This is the prayer with our heart.
愿天父你喜悦垂听。
May you be pleased with it and may you listen to it.
Amen.
Amen.
好的，我将时间交给我们的 camp manager。